Kevin Kiermaier picks up his 2016 Wilson Defensive Player of the Year award before the Rays host the Jays, but this game was all about offense.
So one away, and here is Evan Longoria. There's a shot high and deep to left and gone. Longoria got hold of that one, and just like that, the game is tied at two. Second and third, one out, two runs home, a chance for more. A shot to the gap, left center, all the way to the wall. Weak scores, Norris scores, it's a double for Miller, and the Rays lead 4-2.
And a 1-0 is lined to second, off a diving attempt to Miller, picked up by Beckham, barehand pickup and throw. No, they called him out at first base. He's out.
Now the bases are loaded, nobody out. 2-1, lifted toward right center field. Beckham has scored. Dickerson's going to score. It's a double for Souza, and the Rays take the lead 8-7.
It's now if Derek Norris can just hit a medium to deep fly ball, the Rays get a much-needed insurance run.
But it is 1-2 now. Here comes Loop to the plate. Swing, ground ball, base hit right field. Kiermaier scores, and it's 10-8 Rays. Morrison goes to second.
Well done by Derek Norris, just going the other way with it, didn't try to do too much.
Derek Norris provides some insurance and the Rays hold off Toronto 10-8. Alex Colome picks up a four-out save for Tampa Bay. Francisco Laureano allows 5 earned runs in 1/3 of an inning, and Troy Tulowitzki drives in 4 runs in the loss. Even after a 5-run first inning, the Rays had to come from behind to win this game, and Kevin Cash's squad is now 3-2 on the young season.
Yeah, that was outstanding. I mean, look, I know Beck is, scuffled a little bit at the plate here early on. We don't put too much into that, but to him to get the leadoff hit and then have a tough matchup that we were obviously gonna get once we pulled Robbie and hit with Dickerson, to go second and third right there with a big double was huge.
And then followed, Steven Souza Jr. gets up there. He gets 2 guys in. What are your thoughts on just the job he's doing so far and what he's putting together offensively?
He's been very impressive. You know, J.P. Howell is a veteran guy that has, over many years, gotten a lot of big outs for different teams. And, you know, he's one of those guys that's going to look to get you to expand early. I was really impressed that Souza laid off some tough pitches. He even took a strike. That's how locked in he is right now, that he didn't have to go hurry up and get it done. He kind of waited for his pitch and came up probably with the biggest hit of the ball game.
How do you best describe just this battle tonight?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first interesting one of the season, probably, the back and forth. We have a lot of them here. but glad to get it out and glad to have to have a win. I mean, it wasn't by any means the prettiest game, but really, really impressed with some big hits, timely hitting, and Danny Farquhar just really stepped up for us the way he came through. I asked a lot of him, and he did everything he could to keep the score and keep the lead for us.
Overall, the offense, I mean, I know it hadn't been every game so far, but I mean,
we're on an every other game pace right now.
But it does have kind of a different look so far. I mean, they're having some nice approaches, and they're getting some timely hits and the power. I mean,
yeah. Like I said, couldn't be happier with the way those guys are. It seems like different guys that are contributing. I mean, the 2-out hits are, you know, we talked about last year the runners in scoring position as being – that's something we're doing better right now early on. But the 2-out RBIs are have become huge.
And it seemed like tonight you were able to bring guys off the bench, the left-handed guys off the bench. And that's kind of the nice flexibility you have.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a ton of flexibility during the game, but those guys stepped up and you know, I guess I put them in some tough matchups, but they came through. I was really happy for them.
It's tough to keep focused when there's so many walks in that game.
In what regard? What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying some of the hitters to be able to stay in some of those at-bats and some of those at-bats dragged on for so long.
You mean we were walking guys?
Both ways.
Yeah, I mean, look, the game was long. I mean, it's a good thing that we're still close to spring training because those games seem really long there. So that probably helped us a little bit. But, we know that's a very good offense over there. They take a ton of pitches, they're a very selective group. you kind of buckle up for some lengthier ball games with that offense.
What did you think of Andres?
I thought Matt was—he was okay. His stuff looked fine. I thought he was, you know, got a little fine in the first inning. Two outs, nobody on, and then two runs come in. But get him right back out there, he'll be fine. Just drove his pitch count up a little bit high.
And Norris seems to be kind of a clutch guy.
Yeah, he's come up clutch now twice, really, really clutch. I mean, the go-ahead runs are great, but sometimes the separators are just as important.
Steven Souza Jr. went 1-for-4 in this game, but his lone hit was perhaps the biggest of the contest as it gave Tampa Bay the lead for good.
Yeah, he's trying to get me to roll into a ground ball double play right there. So I just tried to make him throw a strike up, and he challenged me early, but he left something a little too high, and I just tried to barrel it and got some runners in.
The start of the season that you're having right now, how big is the ball looking to you?
I'm just trying to come out here and help our team win any way we can. And right now we're off to a great start. I mean, the guys that came off the bench today really were the guys that got us going, Corey and Lomo. I mean, you couldn't have asked for two left-handed hitters to come off the bench and really just pull through for us.
When you mention Corey Dickerson coming up to pinch hit there, what kind of impact did that make for you guys?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, he's a spark plug. I mean, at any point he can change the game with one swing, and that's what he did right there. He got us going, and we just rallied behind him.